What do you want to do in life? Are you going around, child, you know, there's all this shooting going on. Oh, I just don't know. Oh, this government, I'm telling this president, this government, this old sorry president we got. Oh, that's what you're doing? You're wasting time. You could have been saying something to frame your world, because that sure not helping you.
All right.
Because the Bible said, pray for him. Didn't it say it?
Amen.
Never told you to criticize your president. But you got believers all over the earth. That's what they're doing. But what are you going to do? What kind of house you want to live in? What kind of car you want to drive? What kind of life you want to live? What kind of family you want? What kind of church you want? What kind of pastor you want? That old sorry Jimmy Jones. I mean, every kind of word you can think of been said about this church. We're still here.
Amen.
And I'm going to live till my work is done.
All right.
And then I'll be saying bye-bye to y'all. If Jesus hadn't showed up, I'm like, anyway. But here's my whole point. What do you want? If things are not going the way you want around your house and on your job, what are you saying about your job? Huh? What are you saying? They didn't work too much. They don't pay nothing. All they want is money. I wonder what you want. What are you saying about your job? Boy, we got the best boss, man. He may be so lost he don't even know where the front door is. But what are you saying about it? What everybody else is saying? What are you saying about your community? What are you saying about it? What do you tell people? Oh, you know, I'm telling you, it's all kind of trouble going on. You know what I say? I say what Psalm 91 say about my surrounding, my dwelling. No evil shall come nigh my dwelling. I go out in safety, I come in safety. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, let's read a little bit more from the book. It's a lesson. Let us meditate on the words of Jesus a little more. Whosoever shall say, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Did Jesus know what he was talking about? Or are these just the words of an irresponsible dreamer? No. They are not the words of a dreamer. Jesus meant exactly what he said. All right? And what did he say? You shall have. He said, you shall have what you say. Back to Hebrew chapter 11, let's do verse 1 real quick, because my time is out. I want to show you something. Hebrew chapter 11. Jesus said, you have what you say. If you really believe a thing in your heart, positive or negative, you say it with your mouth, you will really have it. Jesus said, you would. It is always with the heart, man believeth, and with the mouth confession made unto any of the provisions of God. Notice how these two phrases from God's word say the same thing in different words. With the mouth confession made unto, this is Romans 10:10. with the mouth confession is made unto, and you shall have whatsoever you say. Mark 11:23, saying the same thing, but with different words. But listen, I want to read these three verses and close. The third verse I want to focus on. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, the reason God gave you faith, because faith is the substance of all you hope for. And it also is the evidence of all you don't see. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a what kind of report? Through faith, we understand that the world was what? How? What did we use? What did we use?
Words.
You see this world, don't you? You were living in it, right? You walk on the ground, you live in the houses, you go in and out. And he said this world was framed by the word of God. And God said, you can have what you say because I made you like me. Read the scripture in opening. God sees us flawless since we've been justified and made right in his eyes. Right? Huh? God sees us how flawless because he made us what? Just like himself. What did God use to frame this world? Words. What did he want you to frame your world with?
Words.
Now, you notice what is obvious here, and this is we close. Notice what is obvious here. He left man in charge of the earth. It's messed up. But you notice heaven is still cool. Because he told Adam, you take dominion of the earth and you run this and I'm going to run heaven. God framed heaven with his word and framed the earth and gave it to man. Man messed it up. So are you going to go along with this messed up world? Are you going to frame your world that you're going to enjoy the blessing of God? Which one are you going to do? But you know what? You're going to have some integrity. You're going to have some grit. And you're going to have to be bold. Because the devil is going to challenge you with everything he can throw at you to try to make you, try to let deceive you or letting him into your world to mess it up. Did you hear what I said? I said, did you hear what I said? But you can take this word because the one that's trying to deceive you have been defeated by the one that created this world for you to live in. He's trying to mess up your body, trying to mess up your mind, trying to mess up your life. But you can take this word because we have found out this word, the name, is above everything else. Nothing in existence can rise above the name of Jesus. Our adversary, the devil, and all his cohorts and demons and all the evil spirits, every one of them has been defeated, and the Bible said, you have already overcome them. You know why Satan tried to deceive you? If he was so bad, and he was everything he declared himself to be, he wouldn't be asking you. He wouldn't be trying to deceive you. He'd just come in and slap you upside the head and knock you over. But he know he can't until you give him permission. Till you open the door and let him in. And he comes in and work habits. Hello?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. All right. We're going to stop right here.